USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Producer Price Index measures the price of products sold as they leave the producer. The number excludes any taxes, transport, and trade margins. January's number declined to 6% from 6.5% in December. Thursday's data is published by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Six-time NBA champion Michael Jordan is celebrating his 60th birthday tomorrow. Jordan is celebrating by making a $10 million donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The thankful organization says it's the largest donation ever received from an individual in the organization's 43-year history. A man accused of trying to steal a catalytic converter in Palmdale, California, was killed Tuesday when he was run over by the SUV he was stealing from. It happened in a store parking lot. A woman was sleeping in her SUV when suspects began sawing off the catalytic converter. The sound startled the woman, and she immediately drove away. After feeling the bumps, she stopped and called 911. Three others were detained. The suspect died at the hospital. Musician Rihanna wants to release an album this year.
Rihanna says it would be ridiculous if her ninth album didn't release this year. Speaking to British Vogue, Rihanna said she wants the album to drop this year and she wants to make music, have fun, and make videos. The singer said she hasn't stopped recording music in recent years, although some of her unreleased records contain sound she's grown out of. She's also called her album Anti, her most brilliant album. Rihanna is fresh off her Super Bowl 57 halftime performance, where she revealed she's pregnant with her second child. I'm Julio Flores.
The Producer Price Index delivering more bad economic news to America. Trading on Wall Street is taking a hit. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 300 points in Thursday morning trading. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Florida Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican known for his strong support of former President Trump, announced the Justice Department has ended a sex trafficking case against him, and there will be no charges. Gaetz had insisted throughout he was innocent of any wrongdoing and that a tax collector, Joel Greenberg's allegations, have proven false. The money spent to replace California Senator Dianne Feinstein could break records. Democrat strategist Steve Maviglio says it's going to be an expensive race that could cost between $50 and $100 million.
Because it's so expensive, there's not too many people that can race it.
With Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, and 72-year-old Barbara Lee eyeing the seat, Maviglio thinks the candidate pool is strong.
There's no clear front runner, and that's going to lead to a lot of money spent and a lot of exposure to voters over the next more than a year.
After nearly three decades in the U.S. Senate, Feinstein announced this week she would not seek re-election next year, but would finish out her term. If Feinstein decides to step down before her term ends, Governor Newsom would have to appoint a replacement. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Governor Ron DeSantis on Wednesday signed into law a bill to expand a state program used to relocate migrants from anywhere in the country to sanctuary cities. DeSantis and Republicans are calling out the president for his failed border policies that have led to a major influx of illegal immigrants from around the world. Lance Pry, USA News.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought about space in my cramped apartment, but in this house, all I see is empty space. A sofa and ottoman look like tiny islands in a sea of hardwood floors. I could get two ottomans in the living room, but then I'd need another sofa. I could tell people I'm into minimalism.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.